Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of June 27th. Thanks, Steve Suman, for putting this report together for us. Well, this week's forecast calls for chances of rain showers and thunderstorms and most daily highs not breaking 80 degrees. But there's also plenty of sunshine all through the week and nighttime temperatures great for sleeping. Couldn't ask for better. Let's check in with Mike at Jenks out on the Chippewa Flowage and see what's going on out there. Mike says the flowage is at full pool. Water temperature is 73 degrees and rising. Muskies are active with anglers catching a few larger fish on suckers in the past week, including a 52-incher. The fish will follow patterns similar to walleye over the next week or so. As temperatures increase, muskies will head to deeper water with good bottom cover, and trollers will likely see increasing success. Walleyes are somewhat active in mid-depth weeds and wood, but will go deeper with the heat. Watch the surface temperatures. The target depth will increase as temperatures rise. Leeches surpass minnows for live bait, but as fish dive deeper, flicker shads, flicker minnows, and other deep-running crankbaits will prove effective for trolling deep, open water. When you're trolling, drag baits through the clouds of bait fish showing on your graph. Northern pike are active on weed edges along deep drop-offs, with tinsel tail spinners and weedless spoons proving most effective. Crappie bite windows are on and off on the flowage and unpredictable. Conventional wisdom suggests fishing the bogs at night. During the day, fish the deep wood and deep shoreline deadfalls with minnows and gulp minnows. Well, thanks, Mike. Let's get to the general fishing report. Muskie action remains somewhat slow, though anglers are connecting on smaller fish. Check shallow weeds and lily pads, but if there's no activity there, move to the deep weed edges and deep areas with heavy cover. Most anglers are using smaller bucktails, spinners, gliders, and jerkbaits, and live suckers. Trolling is also an option. Walleye fishing is fair to very good, depending on the lake, with the best bite in early morning and evening into dark. Fish are slowly scattering and dispersing to deep summer haunts, such as weed edges, break lines, basins, and wood out to 20 feet. Jumbo leeches, crawlers, and fatheads on jigs, harnesses, and under slip bobbers, and cast or trolled flicker shads, flicker minnows, crankbaits, and rapalas are all producing catches. The northern pike action is good to very good in, along, and around weeds and weed beds, weed edges, and drop-offs in 4 to 12 feet. Sucker minnow, spinners, spinnerbaits, weedless spoons, and plastics, bucktails, crankbaits, minnowbaits, and topwaters will all get the attention of pike. Largemouth bass fishing is very good to excellent in and around shallow lily pads and near weed edges in 8 to 14 feet. Your top baits include weedless plastics and frogs, spinners, crawlers, and minnows on jigs and under bobbers, and topwaters. The smallmouth fishing is fair and the bite slow. Look for fish on rocks, wood points, humps, and break lines in 10 to 18 feet. Drop shot rigs, sucker minnows, leeches, and crawlers on jigs, suspending jerk baits, and soft plastics and crayfish colors are all effective. The crappie fishing is very good right now. Best success coming in early morning and late evening hours. Look for fish on weeds, weed edges, wood, stumps, and other structure out to 18 feet and in deep basins. Best baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, plastics, gulp minnows, leeches, and worms on jigs and plain hooks fished under slip bobbers. Bluegill fishing is very good. Fish are from very shallow out to 12 feet or so. You'll find them on weeds, wood, weed lines, stumps, and sand bottoms. Waxies, worms, leaf worms, leeches, crawler chunks, plastics, and minnows on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, fished with or without bobbers, are all working. Perch are very active, even if you don't target them. Look for perch around weeds, docks, and other structure out to 10 feet. Jigs and plain hooks with crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, and plastics are all great temptations for perch. But whatever you're fishing for, it's always a good idea to check in with a bait shop close to the action, like Jenks Bait and Tackle on the Flowage, Minnow Jim's on Nelson Lake, Bobber Down Bait and Tackle on Round Lake, Hayward Bait and Bottle on Hayward Lake, and Happy Hooker on Upper A by the Quiet Lakes. A few upcoming events for you. July 3rd through the 5th, winter is having their July Jubilee. Check the Facebook page for details. There is too much fun stuff at July Jubilee for me to list it all here. July 7th through the 9th, you got Heart of the North Spooner Rodeo going on at the Washburn County Fairgrounds. Get more information by calling 800-367-3306. July 15th through the 17th is the LCO Honor the Earth Powwow out at the Powwow Grounds on Trepania Road. Call 715-634-8934 for more details. Or check the Honor the Earth Powwow Facebook page. July 15th through the 17th is the Birchwood Bluegill Festival. You can get more information by calling 715-354-3300. The Lumberjack World Championships are coming up at the end of July, July 28th through the 30th. You can get more information by calling 715-634-2484. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their Kids Fishing Day on the Tiger Cat Flowage on July 31st. Find out more by calling Muskies, Inc. at 715-634-4543. Jack Pine Savage Days is coming up in August, the 5th and 6th. Find out more by calling 715-635-2168. August 10th is your application deadline if you want a Fisher or Bobcat tag. August 11th through the 14th is the Sawyer County Fair. The number for more details is 715-699-2022. And on August 14th, Hayward Bass Club is holding a free youth bass tournament out on the Chippewa Flowage. It runs from noon to 4 p.m. Find out more about it by calling 405-227-1789. If you'd like to know anything more about what's going on in our area, just go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and view the calendar of events. Or give us a call down at the office. You can talk to Kitty or me. Call 715-634-8662 if you want the Chamber of Commerce, or 715-634-4801 will get you Hayward Lakes. Well, let's get out there and catch some fish.